Well, my first question to you has got to be, how are you?
I am exhausted and a little scared because I'm having knee surgery tomorrow. I guess you heard about that, right?
Yeah, you're convalescing at the moment.
Yes, I'm convalescing. In the morning, I check into my luxury hospital room and get out Thursday, and then I'm not sure how long it will take to recover from that. It's a knee surgery. It's probably no big deal, but I don't have a lot of them, so a lot of surgery, so I'm a little nervous.
Well, listen, compared to some other things that have been going on in your life recently, like being abducted by aliens and implanted with nanite technology and turned into a cyborg, this should be a walk in the park.
Totally.
So,
yes, my autobiography is coming out. It's called Lady Robotica, and it's a comic book.
I want to get into this because you now Jane Wheedlin is actually a secret identity.
Yes.
Yes, you are now Lady Robotica. How did this all come about, this comic project?
Well, I am a lifelong geek girl. I love science fiction, and I started going to comic book conventions about 5-6 years ago, and I became very good friends with Bill Morrison, who is one of the artists who works for The Simpsons and Futurama. And he said, we decided we wanted to do a project together, and he suggested a comic book, and we came up with this short story idea because I always wanted to be a superhero. And here we are 3 years later. It's finally done and coming out.
Now, you are a superhero, and you are also a liberator of other cyborgs on this planet. Is that the plot? Do I have it right?
Yeah, that's the first story, which is like, how did Lady Robotica come to be? That is the story in a nutshell. I get abducted by aliens. They start experimenting on me and start transforming me into a cyborg. And I end up giving a concert on their planet because they are in love with all things Earth, including rock and roll. And then I learned how to use my new found nanite technology, and I become a superhero. And I don't want to tell the whole story.
This is the origin story, freeing
the oppressed.
I see.
Who are on the planet that I go to? They are these other aliens that have been abducted from all different planets that have been taken to this one world and been turned into cyborgs and are the slave population of the planet.
And you have, much like how Wonder Woman has the Golden Lariat of Truth,
yes,
you have the Lady Robotica version of something similar.
Yes, the Miracle Whip.
Right, which is not nothing to do with food or condiments.
It's not a condiment, it's a weapon.
Right. Now there's music coming, isn't there?
There's Lady Robotica music? Oh, I was so excited to work on this comic book that I ended up writing a bunch of songs inspired by Lady Robotica, and we have several plans for the music. I'm going to have a full-length CD that is going to come out with a special package after issue 6 of Lady Robotica. We're going to package them all together in a graphic novel, and it's going to come with music, so you can listen to music while you read the story. And then after we came up with that idea, I thought, oh my gosh, we could do a musical. So now I've been working on the draft for a musical of Lady Robotica, which would be really cool. I really hope we get to do that.
So let me get a schedule here. So the comic book is it a monthly? Is it quarterly?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh huh.
So, and people can go to their local comic shop.
Right. Oh, and I actually have an urgent message for everyone that's interested in reading Lady Robotica, and that is that it's really important that this first issue that people go to their comic book store and pre-order it, because I didn't realize this, but usually and this is what's going on with our publisher, they just make one printing of a comic book, and so it's sort of do or die the first time they print it. So that's why it's really important, if you're interested in seeing it, that you go to your comic book shop and pre-order it before June 30th. and that's going to kind of determine actually whether the series even continues, which is really kind of scary to me, considering we just spent 3 years on this thing. But
right.
if anyone who thinks that this sounds like a interesting story, and it is, it's a great comic book, they should, and they, if they don't know where their local comic book store is, it's really easy. You can just go to comicshoplocator.com, and you can find out where the nearest comic book shops near you are. And then you contact them and pre-order Lady Robotica before the end of June, please, so that we can keep making our story.
And they can also go to the website. You have your own website, of course, janewiedland.com, and then your alter ego also
has
a website.
Yeah, we also have ladyrobotica.com, and that's Robotica spelled with a K-A, not a C-A, because we're cool that way.
Sure.
And we will be selling the comic book, but actually, I don't know, it's sort of long, boring, long-winded technical story, but it we won't be doing pre-orders. To do that, you have to talk to your local comic book store. And we're trying not to compete with them with the website. But the website will have all sorts of other things that you can't get in shops yet, like T-shirts we already have, and we'll be doing like autographed copies of the comic book if you want to have an autographed one and stuff like that. And Bill Morrison, my partner in Lady Robotica, and I will also be appearing at this year's San Diego Comic-Con, which is in July, and we'll be there on Friday, July 23rd, to sign the comic book and to hang out and meet people.
Well, you know, the thing is with comics nowadays, as you know, they almost automatically start turning them into movies.
Yeah, I think that's true of sort of the classic popular ones that everyone's heard of, you know, like Superman, Spider-Man, and all those people. But there's literally thousands of other comics that, you know, aren't as popular. So I don't think they automatically get made into movies. But, God, that would be so cool if Lady Robotica did.
Well, this one's got Weedland power.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's got an edge. And I should point out, you're also on, you've got janeweedland.com, ladyrobotica.com. Are you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Twitter every day, all day long. I'm kind of a Twitter-aholic, I think.
All right, so we can find you on Twitter, and I'm sure you've got Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
I do. I have Jane Weedland on Facebook and Jane Weedland on Twitter, and I write back to people a lot. So don't be surprised if you follow me on Twitter that I will respond to you, because I'm just friendly that way.
Well, I wish you all the best, because obviously you had taken quite a fall. Exactly what happened? You were hiking. Is that what happened?
Oh, God. It's a very funny story. My boyfriend and I live in San Francisco, and we had a bunch of house guests staying with us from the Midwest, and they were geeks like us, and we were watching Star Wars on TV, and it was like midnight, and my boyfriend Travis is like, let's take the guys up the mountain across the street so they can see the city lights, and we'll show them, and we'll have a lightsaber battle, and we'll film it on our iPhones and take pictures and stuff. So everyone's like, yeah, woohoo! So we're hiking. It's this tiny park, but it's really, really steep, really steep. And, of course, it's pitch black out. And we're hiking up this trail, and so we do this great lightsaber battle, and I have all these photos and little iPhone movies of it. And we were starting to come back down the hill, and I just walked right off the trail off a cliff and basically fell and rolled down this 20-foot precipice through poison oak, mind you. Finally managed to stop my fall by grabbing onto bushes that turned out to be poison oak, and had to like pull, and I heard my knees like making this horrendous noise when I landed on them when I fell, and I was like, oh, I think I broke my legs. I didn't know what the heck. I was in horrible pain. So I like dragged myself up this cliff by my arms, and then my boyfriend like carried me down the trail home, and I went to bed and, you know, did the rest year and
sure.
ice and elevate, like they say. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, maybe my knees are okay. Maybe it's just a sprain. And Monday morning, I woke up covered in poison oak and went to the urgent care, and they were very unsympathetic, and they're like, oh, you're fine. And I knew something was really wrong because I couldn't really walk.
Right. That would do it.
So I ended up, finally, I went to an orthopedist and got an MRI, and I had, well, my I've only had the left side MRI, but I exploded my ACL, which is that the big tendon that holds your leg together. So that's why my leg just keeps on like sort of dislocating on me, which is really gross and painful. And then the right side, I don't know what's wrong with because I haven't had that MRI yet, but I'm going to get a corpse tendon put in my leg tomorrow in the surgery.
Right.
So I'm not only am I now Lady Robotica the cyborg, but I also might end up being Lady Zombotica, the zombie.
Yeah, I feel for you. It's like a football injury.
It's totally.
Yeah.
Football players get it all the time. Yeah, so I kind of feel like, woohoo, I'm so, you know, manly and athletic, but on the one hand, but, you know, on the other hand, I feel like a big baby about it, too. I'm sure the football players don't act like I am.
Well, maybe tomorrow you'll meet someone from the Raiders who can give you some pointers.
You never know.
You never know.
I love my doctor, and he has actually operated on tons of pro athletes, including Raiders and, you know, whatever all the other teams are. And pro skateboarders,
sure,
and stuff. So
well,
I feel confident that I'm in good hands. So I'm hoping for a speedy recovery. It does take a while to heal from, though, which is why we had to cancel the Go-Go's farewell,
sure,
tour, which was supposed to start in a few weeks. But I'm not going to be ready to, you know, travel America in a few weeks. I'll
right,
still be recuperating.
Hobbling up on stage. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Well, listen, Jane, you know, it's funny. I'm going to let you go here, but when you started to tell me the story and you had said, you know, well, I'm sort of like a geek and everything, I almost didn't believe you until you used the term lightsaber battle. And then I thought to myself, wow, you're like geekier than I thought.
Oh, yeah. Listen, when I met my boyfriend 3 years ago, and it was total love at first sight for both of us, and then we discovered we had a bunch of things in common, including we both owned two full-size lightsabers. So when we moved in together, then we were a four-saber family, which is why we have a lot of lightsaber battles in this house.
Well... It had to have been love at first sight. You've actually given hope to a lot of people that might be listening to this who thought I'll never find a girl with a lightsaber, and little do they know that
we're out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of geek girls. Geek girls rule.
Well, with that, Jane, I'm going to let you go here.
Okay.
I know you got a busy night and rest up, and I hope everything goes well. I'm sure it will. And we'll remind everybody to go to LadyRobotica.com and JaneWheedland.com.
Oh, yeah, and please, please, please pre-order that Lady Robotica first issue. Boy, it's going to be a small run of copies, too, so maybe you should even just pre-order it because it might be worth something pretty soon.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Ghosty.
All right. Thank you, Jane.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.